Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric and MTE's charitable foundation. Sharing Change is funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month, supporting hundreds of area nonprofits. Discover more at sharingchange.org. Well, today we are going to be in conversation about a live hospice. And joining us is Tambri Brashan, the Senior Director of Advancement. And that's the thing that I stumble on and not your name. But how about that? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you here. You've brought one of your favorite board members, huh?
Absolutely.
So Tina Patel is here, and you're co-chairing an event that we're going to talk about as well, but also on the board. So welcome. Good to have you here today. So tell us a little bit, I guess, Tambri, we'll start with you on what a live hospice is, what you do here in our community.
Thank you. And well, first I want to say thank you for having us. We're honored to be here and honored to be able to share our mission with your listeners. Like you said, my name is Tambri Brashan, and I'm the Director of Advancement for Alive. And Alive has been around for 50 years. We celebrate our 50th anniversary this year. We were founded in 1975, and we have two inpatient residences in Middle Tennessee. We're the only nonprofit hospice in Tennessee, and we've serviced 12 counties, including Rutherford County, where one of our inpatient residences reside, with a 16-bed facility, and that was built in 2017, so it's been around for a while.
Is that over behind the hospital?
It is.
It somewhere? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Between MMC and the hospital,
yes.
I think, right?
Okay. Yes, absolutely. And so we see thousands of patients through our home care, our palliative care, and our grief center, and on top of our hospice care. We, like we said, the only nonprofit hospice, and we've never turned away a patient regardless of their ability to pay. And so that it really sets us apart from other hospice organizations out there.
Tina, you are a board member, so obviously you have connections to Alive Hospice. Kind of tell me why it is that you wanted to be on the board.
Well, Alive Hospice and hospice care in general are just so important. You know, we do a lot of work on living, and dying is just as important, especially dying with dignity, surrounded by professionals and caring if you have that option. And when Alive Hospice was becoming involved in Murfreesboro, and through some dear friends of mine who had personally had experience with Alive in Nashville, and then they made it their mission to make sure we had an inpatient unit in Murfreesboro, I really did get to see firsthand the impact that it has on families in going through an extremely difficult situation, especially families that have children. And if your child has to, unfortunately, be the recipient of hospice care, it's really difficult to navigate that, because you probably have other children and jobs, and to have it local is huge. And they not only do inpatient, they do outpatient care. They also, as a board member, I've found out that they also, like if there's a unfortunate school shooting or incident, they will provide services there around counseling. It's part of their mission. And so people use this phrase loosely. It's a no-brainer. It's just so important, and it's an easy organization to get behind and support.
So are you in the medical field, or how did you, and I know you mentioned your dear friends that mentioned that to you, but I'm sure that there's some kind of passion underlying there too.
Absolutely. I spent 33 years working for Merck and retired last year. So okay. I have done everything from marketing, sales, research, development, all on, the living side, if you will, of our lives, vaccines, public health, all these things. And my husband is a physician. Almost everyone in my family, except for me, is a physician. And also I had an aunt recently pass away in Canada, and she was the recipient of excellent hospice care as well. So I've always been aware of it, yeah. Always been around it, and, thankfully haven't had a direct family member that's required hospice care. but definitely aware of it in kind of my community and sure. family and friends, et cetera.
So a family full of doctors, huh?
Yes, yes, I'm the black sheep.
I just wonder what conversation is like Thanksgiving and Christmas, you know?
Well, usually I'm the one who gets in trouble because I'm always talking about stuff with Merck, and they're really good about it, about no medical talk.
Oh, so. Okay. Well, that's good. That's good. Keep that out. So,
yeah.
You know, Tambri, the word hospice, I think, is kind of one that we have in our mind that this is it, this is the end, it's death is imminent, all those kinds of really negative connotations, I think.
Absolutely.
So how do you, I don't want to say put a positive spin on that, but really tell the full story of what hospice care is?
That's a great question. You know, we talk a lot about the story of dying and how having a good death is important. If you think about where mental health, the subject of mental health was probably 10 years ago, and then you think about today, there's been a paradigm shift in the way that we talk about mental health services.
Absolutely.
And that has to, Alive feels like, you know, with the champions of this conversation and that bringing dying to the forefront of our speak, how we speak about it in the community. Because like Tina said, unless you've had a direct experience with hospice, you don't realize how valuable it is and the difference that it makes in the way that you remember your loved ones and then also the way that you cope. You know, there's so many layers to the dying experience, and education has to start, you know, first and foremost. We have to start talking about the dying experience, and then we feel like, you know, It will just, and I know Tina said about the unfortunate tragedies that have happened, school shootings, and with our grief center coming in to step in and provide services, we see, you know, that all has layers to it and how we support our community. But first and foremost, education and, you know, by doing events like that's upcoming next week, our ninth annual Alive
Bluebird in the Borough.
I get tripped over it's my own event and I can't say it. Bluebird in the Borough is our ninth annual. It's coming up next week at Copper Ridge event venue. But these are some of the first ways that people become familiar with what Alive Hospice means in their community and what services we have available. So we're excited to bring this back to the community. It's been on a 2-year hiatus, but it's going to be an amazing, amazing time.
I also wanted to add on to what Tambri was saying. I think that, and for rightfully so, people don't want to talk about death.
Sure.
And when families and, you know, even among spouses, if you don't talk about how you want to die, you know, there's been a lot of discussion about living wills and things like that and organ donation. But this is a part of that conversation, and it needs to happen because it nothing is going to make losing a loved one easier or your own passing away. But honestly, this would make it easier if you have these conversations and you understand what it is hospice care can provide at the end of life. And some people, you know, don't necessarily die. They make recoveries. It's entirely possible. So to understand the scope of hospice could make your life and your loved ones' lives a little simpler and easier to cope with, as Tambri was mentioning.
Yeah. And I just heard on one of our shows yesterday, 70% of Americans don't have a will. And so who is going to make the decision? Well, state's going to make the decisions on what happens. And if that 70%, probably living wills are that much, and even talking about you know, hospice care and that kind of thing, maybe even higher than that. So
absolutely. And it just makes things complex at the end, and it causes strife in families. If you've already had your directives clear and your living will, and you're aware of hospice, and it can just eliminate a lot of unnecessary strife and trauma at the end of life.
And really, it's the fear of the unknown. You know, the more that you know, the less afraid you'll be. And I'll say, if you go to alivehospice.org, there we offer a free service. You can create your own wills that's available, and inside of that is, you know, advanced care directives. But it can really guide you through step by step. You know, I'm a single mom of three girls, and when I came to work at Alive Hospice, I thought, you know, talking about death makes it real. So we just don't talk about it. And the more that I've learned and seen in this organization and what we do for families as a whole, it's, you know, first, it's an honor and a privilege to work for this organization and raise money for the people that work inside of our organization. But it is, I've come to the realization that it has given, it will, my girls will have a gift at the end because I've planned and I've taken that burden off of them, because it's already traumatic to lose a loved one. So why not unburden your friends and family? And so it, but alivehospice.org, all the information is there, and you can sign up and always reach out. There's an info button, and you can always ask for help.
We're talking with Tamarie Bershon, Senior Director of Advancement at Live Hospice, and Tina Patel, board member and co-chair of the 9th Annual Alive and the Bluebird in the Borough. That is a tongue twister, isn't it? Yeah. So tell me a little bit about the event. It's coming up on March the 6th, though, a week from today. But if you were wanting to get tickets, I don't think you can anymore, right?
Well, it's interesting. We've had some very generous donors and sponsors, and they have donated some of their tables back. So check our website, and we can provide the link, and there could be some tickets available. You might have to snatch them up quickly. The event is going to be fabulous, and we're so excited to have Neil Thrasher and the Brummies play for us. And they're donating their time and services, and they have quite the following. And so we're just thrilled to have them. We are so grateful to David and Sherry Lynn of Copper Ridge. They have gone above and beyond to make this event possible at their venue. We have fabulous sponsors, including Jonathan and Vicki McGuire, who are presenting sponsors with McGuire Management, and several others. I just think the event is a unique one. I know there are a lot of songwriting events, but this one really is fashioned after Alive's event in January in Nashville at the Bluebird. So that's where the tongue twister name comes from. Yeah. It's Bluebird in the Borough. So if you don't want to drive to Nashville, fight the traffic and try to get in the Bluebird, which is difficult under the best circumstances because it's a tiny venue. There are a couple of tickets left, and I would highly encourage you to come and enjoy a unique evening. And it benefits just one of the best charities around.
So I will put a link to that on our podcast.
Fabulous.
For the tickets and to alivehospice.org as well. Is it on the Alive Hospice webpage where
it
you find it?
It should be.
Okay.
Yes.
It's alivehospice.org/Bluebird Borough.
Okay. And again, you know, you can search that up in a web engine or a web browser, or I'll just put that link on our podcast, which if you came in late, you'll want to go back and listen to the rest of our conversation here. It's hard to believe 9th annual, and I'm sure that that C word had something to do with a little hiatus and all that kind of thing. So we don't even like to mention it. So, right.
Yeah.
But so glad that it is back, and Copper Ridge is a great venue. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I appreciate you both coming in and visiting with us today.
Thank you for having us, and thank you for your support, and thank you to our sponsors. And we hope to see you there.
Yeah. I know that our friends at McGuire Management, they are really fine folks. They help us out with our coaches show, and they just do a lot here in the community, you know, with the McDonald's here in Rutherford County. So Jonathan is a great supporter of the community, and obviously you too, Tina. So thanks for being a board member with the Live Hospice. And Tamarie, thanks for coming
in. Thank you so much
for having us.
Absolutely.
We appreciate it.
And if you missed, again, any part of the conversation here this morning, we'll have the podcast up very shortly at WGNSradio.com or wherever you listen to podcast audio, whether it be iTunes, YouTube, all of those. Yeah. iHeart. We're podcasting in all of those locations, plus on our YouTube channel, Big G TV. Check it out on Facebook. So all of those places give you no excuse not to find local content here from WGNS. So long, everybody. And again, alivehospice.org is the website, and I'll put the link to Bluebird in the Borough. Better snatch up those tickets quickly.